This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Quick little note on that front, because Todd, we get questions every once in a while on the ratings. I had a chance to look at the ratings for Fargo the other day. You know, we don't subscribe to them, so I if somebody shows them to me that got them from somewhere else, then I can see them. But not a good trend for liberal talk radio in Fargo to be going put it this way, half their audience disappeared in the last 4 years. I'll just say that. So, yeah, exactly right. A little untold story. I don't know why it's untold. Maybe it's because the newspaper owns, I don't know why it's untold. I can't tell you, but, not good. Not good. So, anyway, if you hear from, certain talk show hosts about being number one and stuff, that just take it with a little bit of grain of salt. Here's the deal. A lot of people can play that game. We're all number one in something. We know this. We have the most listened to show on the radio because of you, because of, you know, people that are in every corner of North Dakota hearing these stations, as well as into South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. So we include them as well. And it's just gratifying. It really is. So we appreciate you very much. We don't say it enough. So, all right. Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries is our next guest, and Tommy is joining us to talk a little bit about a letter that I received today after requesting it from Senator Kevin Cramer to the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen. And it is a letter critical of the Corps of Engineers, number one, and their performance on building the wall, and secondly, suggesting that private industry be used to build the wall, contracted through DHS, not the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And we know that one of the companies that has been interested in doing this work and was selected as one of a select few to get a chance to bid on it was Fisher Industries. And we're a big fan of their bid for the following reason. They're from North Dakota. Yeah, we're good like that. In addition to the fact that obviously they have a rock-solid track record and we want our borders secure. So to talk a little bit about this, we're joined by Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries. Tommy, thanks for joining us. Tommy, are you there? Now I hear you. I hear you, Daniel, but I don't hear Tommy.
All right. Sounds like I was hearing hold music.
Yeah, I kind of heard a little elevator music there. It was very beautiful. Put me to sleep.
It's calming.
Why is elevator music elevator music? Don't you think it should be like talk radio?
So that sounds like the elevator music for my pillow. Nice and relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. We want. I want to get informed when I'm in an elevator. I don't want to fall asleep. The elevator's no place to fall asleep.
Well, some people need to calm down. They're afraid of elevators.
Afraid of elevators?
Claustrophobia.
Oh, is that right? Yeah. So what, they take
not me, but I mean, well, if you have that kind of music, then it's calming.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's very true.
By the way, okay. It's just an elevator. It'll open. Don't worry.
Bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Dawn Chisholm. Dawn lost her husband in a grain bin entrapment. A lot of farmers and ranchers listening to this program. Talked to one of my favorite ranchers earlier this morning, as a matter of fact. Asked him how calving season was going. I think he said they dropped 30 in the last week. 30 in the last week. I mean, wow. Anyway, they're working hard. So, and we want them safe. We're very serious about having them safe, and that's why we're going to talk with them a little bit as well about what they learned from that tragedy in their family and how the rest of us can prevent it. We're at the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference. North Dakota Safety Conference, 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, goes through Friday. They have a closing keynoter that I guess is just fantastic. So tomorrow's finish is going to be robust. And they've been doing this for 5 days at the Bismarck Event Center. We did catch up with Dan Donlan during the news break, and you'll be hearing that a little bit on the news today. So be listening for that. Dan Donlan is a former police chief in Bismarck and now is a safety liaison officer with the North Dakota Department of Transportation. And he is charged with talking to folks about Vision Zero and their work on that front. So something they're implementing, and they're talking with local groups all throughout the country. So very interesting. All right, Tommy Fisher is here. Tommy, how are you?
Scott, how are you?
Good. Thanks for the time today. We appreciate it very much. What did you make of Senator Kevin Cramer's letter of criticism of the Corps? Obviously, you know, I would imagine, you know, you're working for the Corps on some jobs, and you bid for jobs with the Corps, so it's a challenging thing to see somebody that might give you work criticized. On the other hand, he's suggesting that DHS obviously do this directly with private contractors. I'm just curious what this letter is going to do in the way of a buzz out there in your industry.
Well, I think the biggest thing, if the president called an emergency, no different than if you had an emergency in North Dakota, a dam broke or anything else, you probably have to go outside of the bureaucracy type of events to get something done quickly. And I believe we can offer that both to the president, DHS, or, you know, the Army Corps to do it a little bit different. And because of our patent and our ability to get things done very quick, you know, hopefully they'll look at the other, you know, the other options that are out there.
Let's just do a little bit of quick catch-up from the last time we talked to you, which I believe was right before or right after you were demonstrating as one of, what was it, seven different wall designs for the border wall, and largely concrete. What happened as part of that effort?
Well, in the end, I think the bipartisan consensus is that they wanted see-through and steel instead of concrete, which we can do concrete no different than steel, and we own big steel manufacturing companies. So our biggest thing was is we shifted gears and came up with a different patent on how to set steel at a higher rate and higher quality, and then use different options of the steel to use a weathering steel to get that to about a 75 to 80 year lifespan instead of the current 25 to 30.
What do you make of the change? So why, like you say, it was sort of a consensus. Folks agreed the move from concrete to the wall. I've heard that see-through was a big thing, but I'm just thinking in looking some of the demonstration of the slats, to see-through, I'd really need to peer into the actual, like, be right up to the wall, wouldn't I? I mean, is it actually see-through if you're driving by?
It's a little bit difficult if you're close at an angle. You can see through if you're looking back a little bit, but I think in the end, if politically, you know, concrete was going to be fought in there, I guess you go to the next best thing, and we basically tried to come up with something better than what they're currently doing with the see-through fence and adding our additives with our patents, basically, and, you know, give them something that, you know, both parties would stand behind and get built. If one party was going to stop, you know, concrete from ever being built, then, you know, you sort of got to adapt to what the government ultimately wants.
So, you know, I know this is a long probably answer, but I'm just kind of curious in a nutshell, you know, how much has been built of wall and how much remains to be built?
Well, I think over the last couple of years, they've produced, you know, 35 to 40 miles in the queue. There's probably another 76 miles that's in the queue right now to be built over the next 2 years. But, you know, that's a small portion of what needs to be done on the border. I've seen that Homeland Security has requested immediately 607 miles in strategic locations. And we've come up with a solution, you know, how to get that done. One on the first 234 miles by November of 2020. And if they added the other 407 miles, it'd be done by the end of 2021, probably beating, you know, the local type of procurement the government can currently do by maybe 5 to 10 years. And with the emergency designation, I think that should rise, and I can see why Senator Cramer wants it done now.
Yeah, that was a powerful letter. There's no doubt about it. Now, you talk about, okay, 607 to come, but of the 35, 40, and 76 in the queue, what kind of a timeline is that on?
I think they will barely get done with the other 76 by the end of next year.
meaning about how much, you know, how much wall are they building a year?
You're right back to the 35 to 40 miles.
A year.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
With us and our patents, we guaranteed the government we'll be at a mile a day within 3.5 months.
A mile a day within 3.5 months. Meaning with the 607 miles, you have a shot at that. Now, yesterday, the president put out a tweet, and the tweet essentially said, we just built in New Mexico 47 days ahead of schedule. What kind of a schedule was that on, the project he's talking about?
Well, I think that could have been probably on from the time of procurement to that, a couple years. I believe it was about a 20-mile project. If we were doing it with our patent and stuff, we would have finished probably 300 days ahead of schedule.
So the Corps telling the president, hey, we're 47 days ahead of schedule is nothing to brag about, basically.
Well, it still beats what their anticipated time is, but on an emergency declaration, it just, you know.
That's a good point. We just have to have a new paradigm here of what the timeline is and what an emergency means. Good point. Short break, back with more with our guest, Tommy Fisher, after this on What's On Your Mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck, or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Emmons, Adams, Cass, Logan, Lamore, Oliver, and McLean counties in North Dakota, and Yellow Medicine County in Minnesota, and farm retirement equipment auctions in Wishing, Mott, Steele, Bowman, Hazelton, Fort Yates, and Dickinson, North Dakota. For more information on these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Our electricity rates among some of the lowest in the nation. and we're among only seven states that meet all federal air quality standards. We are the poster child for clean, affordable energy, and the fact that you can keep the baseload energy, that's coal, that's lignite, which brings you the affordable, reliable energy there always, and still have it be clean. Just destroys the argument of the extreme environmentalist. It really destroys it altogether. Not to mention all the good-paying jobs and the income and the economic impact and the taxes that go into the state. It's pretty amazing. North Dakotans know this. Overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts. Research, you know, looking to develop near-zero-emission technology to ensure our energy future is secure. They know the technology. Learn more about all of this at a Coalition for Secure Energy Future, SecureEnergyFuture.com. That's their website. Back with Tommy Fisher. Fisher Industries, competing to build the wall. The process to date has not worked well. Senator Kevin Cramer has written a letter to the DHS and said explicitly, I recommend you not use the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We need to get this done on time and on budget. Go with private contractors from DHS. So we're talking with Tommy Fisher, who would be one of those private contractors who has been and would be bidding on this. You know, I've dug in with a little bit of research here, and you find a project here and a project there. A two-mile job has taken ridiculously long time. Four-mile job has taken a long time, all under the current process. And a lot of these started procurement, which basically means sort of kind of at the bidding stage, right? How long from the bidding stage till it's actually finished? Is that typical, and is that that even a way to hide how much you're inefficient a little more?
Well, I think that's the government, you know, procedure here again, and that's what we're saying is we were pretty proud to present something to them that basically you could step by that with a guarantee with us that it's going to be guaranteed on time, built correctly, and, you know, a five-year warranty, and that saves a lot of time. But then again, you know, if you're looking at 2 miles or 4 miles and it took a year and a half or a couple years, you know, basically as we're gearing up, you're talking that's in a matter of weeks with us. And it's just a whole different deal. It just depends, you know, if you're in the emergency type of status, which I believe all the senators, especially Senator Cramer, is talking about, is this border needs to be secured now. But even if you have that ability, you got to build quality with speed, and I think that's what we offer.
I want to ask you a little bit about your product. I've seen the videos. Those are obviously hard to describe on the radio, but you can do it because you designed it. You have a great product. You have a product that's very innovative. Before I have you talk about it, when you come at an entity like the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers or federal government or anybody with something that's new and, and so different than anything they're used to, is it a hard sell because they don't want to be shown up or that they, you know, they can't be innovative, they don't want to be different? I mean, is being better put you in a tougher position to get jobs?
It is a little difficult because if you've only seen, you know, it being done one way, it's hard to visualize. But, you know, our patent uses gravity as a friend where we hang the panels instead of try to brace the panels. And it's a huge difference in the quality and stuff. So, again, I guess the best analogy I could say is if you've only watched sixth grade basketball and you said that you have a young boy named LeBron James that can dunk from 12 feet, and that's all you've ever seen with sixth grade basketball. That's sort of what our patent does to what they're doing, so to speak.
And, you know, also the fact you're able to do a mile a day, right, with four different crews, I think you've said. How is it that you are able to do that? How can you pull that off?
Well, with the machines assisting, we don't have all the dunnage, the bracing, all that. The Caterpillar 349 holds the panels in place, and what normally takes four or five guys to do the work at one panel at a time, we do seven panels at a time with one machine and two people. And those machines consistently keep going. And then we basically have the ability from the time we tear down the primary fence, dig the trench, place the new panels and place concrete. We can do that in a one-hour turnaround, not only for security of the border and efficiency, but, you know, in today's world, by the time they set up the dunnage and do everything, they're at a 2 to 3 day process. So, and then, you know, the other part of our proposal, too, is because we're vertically integrated and we own General Steel and Supply and Dickinson, Stinger, Bridge and Iron in Arizona. Not only can we build the patent hangars, we can build all the fence panels, and then, of course, the backing of Fisher Industries, making all the aggregates in the middle of nowhere for the concrete to place. You need everything to make it work. So with all that, that's how we were able to get a $10 billion bond improved very quickly that we can get to a mile a day.
I mean, that's pretty extraordinary when you think about it. Texter wanted to know, and this caller earlier actually asked the same thing, said, can you do this while being subject to WBE and DBE regulations?
Yes, we bring a small business contingent with us because our whole system that we've presented is really three facets. There's a barrier in the middle, which is the fence. Then we put high-speed access roads that are paved because our agents need to have paved roads so they can get around, and that's a big piece. But then the final piece is the technology piece with the light. And all the electrical, the technology, and the blank conduit for whatever technological things that the DHS wants to use is in the ground. And that's all done with small business. And some of the transportation of the aggregates on site are done with small business. So we still think even in a multi-billion dollar proposal, we can bring about 10% small business to the party with us.
And I've heard also that you're bonding in a unique way. Tell me about that.
Yeah, not only you'll probably only find a handful of contractors that can bind or that can bond in the multi-billion, but because of our system and our bonding company has seen it and studied it, and that we can be consistent, whether it's Group A building, Group B, C, D, or E, anywhere on the border, it's the same. They felt good enough that we can offer the quality that we can give the government a 5-year warranty, and that takes away a lot of the government oversight at that point because if we don't build right, the government doesn't pay us. And I think it just shows one more line that, hey, we really believe in what we can do. Not only do we, our bonding company does, and the experts we bring along. And I think ultimately at the end, we have a chance to build something that really works very quickly, safely, and the quality is unmatched.
And there are some horror stories about that, you know, 35 miles that's been built. Already with the footings, and I mean, you're doing it basically different than anything that's been done previously, right?
Correct, because if you're in a sandy environment, you're putting bracing on the sanding, and you're trying to brace up these big fences, the trench is caving in, all our panels free hang from our hangers. So they don't know the difference if they're hanging above solid rock, sand that's loose, anything. And then we have unobstructed access, so when we do place the concrete, our concrete is placed very efficiently and can be vibrated perfectly. So there's absolutely no void because there's nothing in our way to do our job correctly.
That's phenomenal. Tommy, you got a great product there, obviously, and we love North Dakota companies on the big stage. You certainly are with this bid. We'll be rooting for you, praying for you, and hope Senator Kramer gets his way, that this goes to DHS and we get out of some of the cycles of inefficiency that's happened before. Just make it the emergency it is, and we'll be there. Good luck to you. We'll talk again soon.
All right. We'll get it done, Scott.
Appreciate it. Tommy Fisher, Fisher Industries, on What's on Your Mind. More after this.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a 7-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Chicago, where police are updating the arrest of Empire actor Jussie Smollett, the 36-year-old claiming that he'd been the victim of a hate crime attack last month in Chicago, but now he's charged with filing a false report.
Celebrities, news commentators, and even presidential candidates weighed in on something that was choreographed by an actor.
An angry Chicago police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, at a news conference that's just wrapping up.
How can an individual who's been embraced by the city of Chicago turn around and slap everyone in this city in the face by making these false claims?
Federal prosecutors accusing a U.S. Coast Guard officer of planning to carry out a large-scale domestic terror attack. They say Christopher Paul Hassan also wanted to kill a number of Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I want to talk a little bit about quality, affordability, simplicity. Could we use it more than that in life? Been to the supermarket lately? My wife will tell me, yeah, get some cereal. What in the heck? There's 55 choices, at least, you know, right? What kind is there? So, you know what my default pick is, don't you, Todd, for the cereal? She says, what's just that? Cereal, Lucky Charms. I didn't specify what kind.
They are magically delicious, so
oh,
I
my gosh.
That.
I love them. Love them, love them. Fruit Loops brings me back to my childhood, too. Anyway, by simplicity, I'm actually talking about my friends at High Plains Apache and the Apache sprayer, because it's an everyman sprayer. And again, the simplicity is beautiful in this. You know, I mean, some come with a 72-chapter owner's manual. These things are built with simplicity in mind. I mean, you've got mechanical drive. You've got reduced hydraulic hoses. You've got the fittings, meaning less maintenance overall. So that really is it's the way to go. It is. Dependable, too. Great support to back it up with that 24-hour part shipping and more. And it's lighter. I always love that. HighPlainsApache.com or stop and see Mandan across from Culver's. Frontier south of Fargo, I-29 across from Walmart, exit 60. Tell them Scott sent you. Or again, online at HighPlainsApache.com. Back at the North Dakota Safety Council's Safety and Health Conference. 46 years they've been doing this. Pretty amazing. We're talking about saving lives today on the program, and I love doing that. Dawn Chisholm is here. Dawn, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Scott. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Do you enjoy being here at this conference?
I love it. The excitement is just overwhelming.
A lot going on. A lot of people want to soak up all the information, right?
Correct.
And when you talk with them, you get to tell a really rather personal story about why all this matters.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about how this impacted you in losing your husband.
Well, you know, it started about 17 years ago when actually his death occurred, February 7th, 2002. And it really obviously impacted me. The day after his death, I knew I was supposed to do something with it. I just didn't know what. And it took 15 years for healing and growth and relationships to give me the courage, to give me an open door to get out and talk with it. North Dakota Safety Council actually was integral in helping me with that. 2 years ago, they invited me here to one of their breakout sessions to be a speaker. And since that moment, I knew this is what my next calling was. How it obviously affected us, Bill and I had three beautiful small children at the time, 10, 8, and 11 months. I became a single parent within just seconds, and I had to figure out how to do it, where to do it. It wasn't easy. what I've done with my talk is I am a great add-in to the already existing safety structure of the different companies. I come in and I connect with the individuals on an emotional level. I tell the story of the day of Bill's accident. I walk him through from the moment we wake up as a family of five to the moment the four of us go to bed that night. I talk about where I was when I found out about the accident, where I went after that. I have a PowerPoint. I show in visuals. Another thing I do is I actually, at the very beginning of my talk, I put on a fall harness, and I have somebody in the audience time me 35, 45 seconds. And I reiterate that throughout my talk, and I say, you know, it could have been 35 to 45 seconds, a minute at the most, to potentially have saved a life. I want people to understand that their daily decisions don't just impact themselves, but they impact their families, their coworkers, small communities. You know, we're rural North Dakota. We were living in Castleton, North Dakota at the time. I want them to go home to their families every night at the end of their shifts, just like their employers do. That's why they have me come in and talk with them. It's a 35-minute talk. It's emotional. It's healing. It brings me back to that day every time I talk about it. But I feel it's my calling and my passion and my mission for it. If I can save one life through telling this story, then I've done it. I don't know how long I'm going to do it for. I'm going to do it for as long as people ask me to.
Did you worry every time your husband went into a grain bin?
I didn't back then. I grew up on a farm. You know, probably should have had some more of those worries, but I didn't. You know, you think that they're going to think about safety. You know, it's the same as like texting and driving and drinking and driving, all those things. It comes full circle. You know, we think we're invincible, and we're not. You know, we've done it 100 times. I've stuck my arm here. I've not locked out or tagged out, you know, when you go into a big container to clean it, you know, different production plants and things like that. It won't happen to me. You know, it always happens to somebody else, right? No. It can happen to you.
What percentage do you think of farmers are using the harness you're talking about?
What percentage use it? One.
Is that right? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, not a lot.
And
for one thing,
is it the time? Why didn't your husband use it?
You know, he was actually working at a grain elevator at the time. It probably time of putting it on. Again, he's done it before. It won't happen to him. He entered the bin without a spotter. He entered the bin with a running, unguarded auger running. No harness, nothing. I mean, again, and you know, I'm sure I've never been mad at Bill for doing that. I'm pretty sure his mind, the job needed to get done. I'll get in, get it done, so I can get home at the end of the shift, right? Like, I'll think of that.
And probably just always done it that way? And,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, I really want people to know, too, when they're working at a place of employment. And I work with the safety counselor or the safety provider. And I want the people to know that they have the right to speak up if they feel unsafe doing a task. You know, they're the ones that are out on the field. They're the ones that see things. Bring it up to your supervisor. Again, we all want you to go home. So if you need a particular piece of equipment or safety gear, talk to them. If they don't already have it for you, they'll get it. You know, it's a matter of communication. You know, same with if you see a coworker doing something that you feel is unsafe or you know it's against the rules, speak to them. So what if they're upset with you?
I've never been on the top of a pile, right? You know, I've obviously seen hundreds of them or been on, you know, underneath them or been on farms where you're see them load or whatever, but I would imagine it has to be a little something that you kind of, you know, gulp a little bit when you're up there wondering, okay, you know, this could shift, this could, I could, you know,
right.
Whatever you're trying, whatever obstruction you're trying to break through or whatever.
Right.
So, you know, I think the value in you telling the story in such a real way and also just sort of a moment by moment way it would certainly cause me, if I was in that line of work, the next time I was, you know, at a grain elevator, just doing what I do, or in a grain bin, I would think different. I would something would be in the back of my mind to say, no.
Right.
We got to do it different.
Right.
You know.
Right. Another thing I really try to force and incorporate in my talk is, you know, our children are young at the time, and they're my oldest daughter was 10, and she's now 28. She got married 2 years ago. Bill never got to walk her down the aisle. You know, I want to connect with those people. Like, you want to do these things, right?
Yeah, right.
You know, think about what you're doing.
Come home at night to your family.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What would they do without you?
See those moments.
Exactly.
Walk your daughter down the aisle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I think helps a lot. What kind of groups do you talk to? Where do you tell this story?
I will tell it to pretty much anybody that wants me to come talk to it. I have talked to at-large plant production companies such as steel companies. I did at American Crystal was one of my big highlights. Get in front of the farmers is what is one of my passions, because like you say, how many farmers sit and do that kind of stuff?
What do they say?
They just kind of shake their heads and they just, you know, I don't think they think about their actions. I think they just are so routine in doing what they've done in the past, and they see other, you know, family members do it, that this is what you do. I don't think they think about it. So I'm trying to get them to influence them and make them think about it. So I've got it in front of church groups. You name it. I will just, wherever the calling is, that's where I'm going.
And do you you mentioned what you do when you present and you put on the harness and show that, you know, 40, 45 seconds, the most a minute you can put it on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why it's not put on, or is it just, I'm gonna look like a sissy if I got a harness on here?
Probably both. And, you know, and sometimes I believe that the harness isn't provided. As much as, you know, being here and seeing everybody doing here at the conference, doing what they're doing, there are still companies out there that, you know, don't provide all the correct safety gear. And you have a right, like I said, to speak up and ask for those things.
Yeah. And, of course, farms wouldn't necessarily, it just,
correct.
It's up to them. Do we want to do this or not?
Correct.
You know,
correct.
You up for an extra minute to throw it on? And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no
mm-hmm.
kidding. Anything else? You mentioned, you know, kind of in that case, there were a lot of dominoes that were not there, no harness, and the auger's on. The auger's not, got a safety shield on it. Anything else that are best practices in that regard?
You know, another thing is to have a spotter. You know, if you don't have the proper gear, have a spotter there, you know, so they can witness and they can be there. There's things called rescue tubes inside grain bins that you can bring in and help stop the flow of corn or grain. Most rescue volunteer fire departments and stuff have these things. If not, they should. And, you know, most elevators should have them too, because by the time the firefighting department gets there, it's too late.
Fascinating conversation, Dawn. Thanks for doing what you're doing. You know, I mean, obviously, how many people get to have a life mission of helping to save lives and make sure people are home for
exactly.
their families or walking their daughter down the aisle? So that's great that you could take the pain and tragedy that your family had to endure and help others. So thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Nice to see you again. Dawn Chisholm, North Dakota Safety Council. Great stories like that are just everywhere here. And there's two more days to go, which is really amazing, of the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference at the Bismarck Event Center. Biggest safety event of the year, bar none, in North Dakota, and attracts folks from all over. It really is amazing. Ray, I had a comment. Ray, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, good morning. That was very interesting and enlightening. In 2016, I lost two brothers in a manure pit in our dairy barn, and I almost lost my wife, too. So things can happen pretty fast and affect you for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. No question about it. Any... Easy to look in the rearview mirror, but anything quickly you tell us that you'd do differently going forward in that situation, Ray?
I'd certainly have someone there that was above ground and have a plan that if they are overcome by the gases,
you're out. Back to the spotter idea. You bet. Ray, thanks for listening. Calling from South Dakota today. Love our South Dakota listeners. More coming up.
Cattlemen, what are your goals for your cow herd? Look at the predictability, performance, and great females that Simmental Genetics can add to your herd. more pounds at weaning, quality carcass value, feed efficiency, calving ease, and strong maternal characteristics for replacements. The total package of Simmental is ideal for any crossbreeding program. The American Simmental Association is carrying on the strong research programs to give the tools and predictability to meet your goals. Check out www.NorthDakotaSimmental.com today.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's time to talk wellness with Vince Webker from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You say every day made better. How does that connect to wellness?
What we do is provide true relaxation, whether it's in a hot tub or a sauna. It brings your body back to its ideal state. If you understand the number one cause of illness on the planet is physical stress, that's your autonomic nervous system being out of whack. Well, true relaxation is the ability to bring that back down to its ideal state, and nothing can do it better than hot water or the heat of a sauna.
Hot tubs, saunas, billiards, games, swim spas, pools, patio, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Some great financing options, too, right?
That's right. A couple great options. One, 60 months, no interest with payments. And then 1 year, no interest, no payments. And this time of year, following the holidays, a lot of customers like that option.
The owners of Hot Spring Spas love them. You will, too. See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Grand Forks, in Devil's Lake, and Minot, too. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's in your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. So I got the remote starter on the OnStar app on my phone. So the heated steering wheel was not 1 degree this morning when it was 1 degree in Bismarck. I don't know exactly what the temperature was, but it felt nice and toasty. Get yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
It's officially bragging. Now he's got his car starter on.
It feels a lot better than grabbing icicles to drive. That's what I'm saying.
But not only is there the car starter app on his phone, he also has the heated steering wheel.
And, of course, the heated seats, but, it doesn't do any good to be hanging on to icicles driving when you could be hanging on to nice, warm heat.
Yeah, how about that? So our final segment on the program from the 46th Annual Safety and Health Conference, Senator Kevin Cramer will join us tomorrow on the program at Talk Radio Town Hall. He is making a tour of the military installations in North Dakota today, and Cavalier this morning, and up to the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and he'll be at the Hooligans tomorrow, so lots to do. And we'll get a recap of that and also obviously talk about his letter to the Department of Homeland Security, because we're not going anywhere in that story, I'll tell you that right now. Oh my gosh. This show feels like a week. This show feels like a week, doesn't it? My gosh, we've been hard at it today, and great conversation with Tommy Fisher from Fisher Industries. Enjoyed that a great deal. What I learned about protecting schools from Don Mosman today, very interesting. Don's talk, incredible. In fact, I just got a great email from Matt. Matt said her talk had a profound effect on me and my coworkers. I work at Crystal Sugar, and I've taken her to heart. It was very impactful. Thank you very much, Dawn. You've only got three choices in life. Give up, give in, or give it all you've got. I love it. Thank you, Matt. Glad you're listening. And I, too, was moved by her talk. It really was. Here on the air, and obviously her talk that she gives around the state, too, fantastic. Another reason that the North Dakota Safety Council is a great resource. Sort of like our good friend Jim the Flagpole Guy. Ladies and gentlemen, and Jim the Flagpole Guy is our light on liberty. He's always out there spreading liberty and telling us great stories, not to mention putting up the best flagpole money can buy. Jim, what you got for us today, my man?
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. In today's Light on Liberty, we celebrate the life of Thomas Jefferson, most notably known for being the principal writer of the Declaration of Independence. I am wondering if most today take the time to absorb what these words Declaration of Independence really mean, what they meant to Thomas Jefferson and our founding fathers, and what should it mean for our tomorrow? Today it seems we are forced into two corners. Do we listen to a collective who wishes to transform America, by which everything is fair and equal, or do we look back at what has shaped America and has given prosperity, freedom to every race, religion, and creed under the sun? America has proven that when the citizens direct the path of the government, its population prospers and quality of life increases. Thomas Jefferson became a lawyer in today's terms at the age of 21. At the age of 27, in 1770, he argued a case pro bono for a young man named Samuel Howell. Howell was being held in indentured servitude as a young black man. Jefferson argued, "Under the law of nature, all men are born free. Everyone comes into this world with a right to his own person, which includes the liberty of moving and using it at his own will. This is what is called personal liberty, and is given him by the author of nature." Friends, please look back at history to determine America's tomorrow. Please encourage others to do the same. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Oh, thank you. I mean, you can buy a flagpole in a few places. You can buy a flag in a few places, but you'll never buy a flag or a flagpole, American-made, every bit of it, from a better patriot than Jim the Flagpole Guy, who's thinking about Thomas Jefferson while the flag goes up. Is that not priceless? It's going to thaw soon. Trust me on this one thing. I have it on good authority. It will thaw soon, and you want that flag up. Maybe honoring a vet, the family, maybe honoring a loved one. Think about it. Kessel, North Dakota. Is there a Kessel, North Dakota? I didn't know there was. Where's Kessel, Dave?
It's Kessel, north of Jamestown.
And what's the town?
Kessel.
Kessel. Okay, all right. You're by Jamestown. Yeah. Got it. All right. Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, I just thought I'd tell a few facts about being caught in a grain bin. Because we've had to do extrication of a guy, but we got trained one thing for guys to realize is once you're up over your knees, very few people can get themselves out. And then if you got them up, if you're entrapped up to your waist, a 160-pound guy turns into about an 800-pound one to pull out. You'll pull them apart. You got to get equipment like extrication tubes to get them out. So we had a guy here once that he was buried up to his chest, and he was losing body temperature, but we got a set of tubes in and we got him out. So it can happen.
Is the harness thing something you're never going to talk farmers into using?
It's so unhandy of a deal, and how you would throw a rope over to do it, I don't know. The biggest thing is these bins are getting so much bigger. The smaller ones, with the grain come down, it's not a big deal, but it just goes up exponentially as they get bigger. And the biggest thing is have a guy watching.
Yeah, it sounds like you are in agreement with Don on that. Spotter and then, you know, the tubes when you can, the escape tubes. Appreciate you doing that, David. Appreciate also, I understand your fire chief, Daniel, tells me, who took a call. Appreciate your service, too, because those first responders, gosh, talk about life-saving. They do it. All right, we're going to do it all over again tomorrow. Don't forget that, folks. Scott Hammond saying thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. God bless you.
When you build with Morton Buildings, you build something that lasts. And now you can build for less during Building Value Days. If you're dreaming of a personal storage building, horse barn, farm storage, home, office, insulated workshop, or even a commercial facility, take advantage of our discounted pricing on new buildings now through February 28, 2019. So don't delay. Visit MortonBuildings.com for more information.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.